Now, the UN humanitarian coordinator in the Palestinian territories has demanded Israel immediately halt the demolition of Palestinian properties. Robert Piper warned that total demolitions of Palestinian properties in the first 6 weeks of 2016 had reached 83. He said that more than 400 Palestinians had been displaced in the occupied West Bank as a result. The stark figure is nearly half the number of all the Palestinians displaced during all of 2015. The UN official further called on Israel to respect the Palestinians' right to adequate housing and humanitarian assistance. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon earlier called the Israeli planning policies in the West Bank restrictive and discriminatory. Well, now let's go to Michigan and talk to Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Coleman, for years Israel has been building settlements which are illegal according to international law. The question is, will Israel listen to the call by the UN?
If 100 campuses loudly demand boycott of Israel, yes. And if 100 U.S. campuses loudly demand boycott against Israel, the state of Israel will be abolished. We saw it happen with South Africa. That's the only thing that will work. They are not going to listen to the UN. Did you know that Ariel Sharon demolished 2,000 homes in Gaza in 1971 in August, in 1 month? He threw 16,000 people out of their homes. Nobody listened then. Nobody will listen now unless there is a very loud, angry boycott against Israel on U.S. college campuses. And I don't know why the students are not doing it.
But what could be done for that to happen?
Well, I'll tell you what, the students have to grow a backbone here in the United States. There is nothing stopping them. They are afraid for no good reason. They need to open their mouth and demand boycott against Israel until the whole racist state is abolished.
And what role does the media play in this?
Well, the media will cover it because it will be big news. And our experience is, if you have a lot of students in a room yelling for boycott, the media comes and covers it. I'm not saying the media is fair. It's not. But they will come and cover it.
All right, indeed. Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist from Michigan. Thanks for your time there, sir.
Thank you, sir.